Cliffo and Gabby's WTF Wednesday.
What the f***?
This is a segment where we get stories on so weird they'll have you saying WTF, and we want to find out what furries are today. So we actually have Brad on, who is a furry. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
Brad, just give us the real quick definition. What exactly is a furry?
A furry is a person who is either interested in or they feel a connection to an animal or mythical or real. Mm-hmm. Or they feel like they actually are that animal sometimes. A lot of people use it as an escape from the real world.
And a lot of furries dress up as that animal.
No, actually, the people that wear the costumes or fursuits, as we call them, is actually kind of a minority. It's like less than 50% will actually have them.
Oh.
And some people like me actually have the costumes.
I see.
There you go.
Okay, so this might come across rude, but I swear it's not, Brad. Mm. I'm sure a lot of people's minds would go here. Mm. But yeah. Is it a sex thing, like a fetish thing?
No.
No.
It's there's what we call a dark side of the fandom, which is all the sex thing and people who are interested in that stuff. And some of the art does portray that, but and some of the costumes portray that, but it's not really. It's more of a family kind of thing, like a community. If you feel bad, you speak to your furry friends and they might help you or make you feel better.
So it's more like a community. And the way that you're explaining it kind of sits with me like it's your spirit animal in a way. Like
exactly,
it's your other side of your personality.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So tell us about your furry friend. Like what's your personality as a
furry?
Well,
I actually at the moment have 3 active personalities and one that I'm working on.
Tell us about your favourite one. Or the most interesting one?
I have a Rottweiler personality.
Okay.
It was based on a former dog that I had.
Okay, right.
It's like a tribute to him.
So do you dress up as the dog?
Yes, I do.
And do you behave like a dog when you're dressed up like the dog?
Not really, no. It's more of a humanised version.
Uh-huh.
Right.
When you're dressed as your dog friend, your ex-dog that you had, what do you do? Do you just sit and watch telly? Do you go out to conventions? What do you do in costume?
Go to conventions, do some charity work if I can.
Right.
It's all just basically getting out there in the community and making people happy.
What kind of people are furries?
Well, strangely enough, you might not know. You might work with a furry and not know it.
Really?
If you have I know doctors, chemists, like rocket scientists.
Wow.
Lawyers. I know lawyers that do it.
And it's just a bit of an escape for you.
Anyone can be
a furry. It's an escape.
Wow.
Yeah, anyone can be a furry and not know. It's an escape for a lot of people. Like they might have an absolute crappy day, bad day at work.
Yeah.
Get home. If they want to put their costume on and feel like a completely different person for even 5-10 minutes.
Bit of an escape from reality. That doesn't, like, that makes sense to me.
That makes total sense. And if that's what it is, like, for some people, it's watching television.
Yeah.
For some people, it's going for a run. For other people, it's dressing up as a Rottweiler. So, Brad, that's you. Brad the furry, you've been so generous with explaining the world of furries.
No
Thank you so much for your time.
No worries.